two, three. I'm alive. Amber.
Hi, guys.
This is Amber.
And this is take two, also.
Welcome to the podcast. And
thank you.
We have people who wanted you to be on it. We got a few people asking for you to be on the podcast.
Yeah, my fans pulling through.
And then we have the man, the myth, the legend, Darry. He's back.
I'm so disappointed in you, Amber. Because the last time I was on the podcast, I hyped you up so much.
Now you sound like a self-centered bitch.
Like, oh, my fans, my this.
He hyped you up from that podcast.
I know.
No one knew who you were. No one knew who you were until he said you were there.
Yeah.
Well, he gave you a platform. And now pushing it back in my face because you think you're better.
And how did you two meet when it came to acting?
Go ahead.
So
he came to me play, and then I remember Sean O'Casey around the corner from I live, and it was about homeless land. You mentioned in New Zealand, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I remember I just coming out, and like he was there the night all my friends like from school came.
Yeah.
So he went up to my ma and asked, can like she do it? And then my ma goes, oh yeah, just ask Cole, right? So then I remember he was like in the corner of a really big room, staring at me, waiting for me to stop talking to my friends and hug. Like, it was so funny. And then like my ma goes, Amber, can't talk to him. Like, he nearly killed me. And I was like, all right. I said, hi. And then he told me and asked me to be in the thing. And I think it was like the day you made me film like the next week, and I was like, oh, are you okay then?
Literally about a week later, you literally only got the script.
I know.
Because we were like really running out of time because we needed to have it done by like a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was panicking and I was like, I really needed a girl actor.
Yeah.
Then I came across Amber because of Aaron.
Well, yeah. Aaron, when it comes to you as like acting, like I met her to the gaiety. I didn't know who you were.
Yeah, no.
I tried to talk to you during the gay thing. You wanted to have a bar with me. You wanted to hang around. Do you remember the fella, Alex?
Alex?
Yeah, do you remember him?
Alex, no. Alex
and then the girl, Alex, as well. The girl and the boy, Alex, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. Was there a girl?
Oh. Alex? You can tell how much Amber remembers about that.
Oh, no, yeah, I can imagine you. I can imagine you trying to rehearse lines that you didn't write. I forgot my lines even though I learned them like 4 or 5 weeks.
No, so what happened was I gave her a week to learn her lines, like it wasn't hard.
No, he gave me a weekend to learn my lines.
I gave her time. She didn't really have a lot of lines in the film.
Yeah.
The character did play a big role in the film.
Yeah, but the way
I do my films is it's kinda like I more show what's going on instead of having words, you get me?
Yeah.
So I didn't really give her a lot of lines, hoping that, you know, she'd burst through with her actual acting.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd done phenomenal in her acting, but I remember when she turned up the first day, we handed out the scripts.
Yeah.
Like, sheet papers, just in case anyone wanted to re-roll over.
Mm.
And, yeah, she didn't know her lines, because she was panic reading. I remember
when I done something like that, I done a play in a hotel and I had lines and I did that, I panicked read a lot and I literally would forget everything.
But you see, the thing is, when she was panic reading, she got all the lines on point.
Yeah.
But she also threw in a few little extra words that like would make it sound more common and more natural.
That's something I would do as well, and I'd get away with it. Like,
there was a mishap in the crime war too, if you ever watch it. I don't know, I think I was panic reading and I was like, I meant to say, stop Jordan, you've done plenty.
No,
but
do you know,
I looked at him and goes, stop Jordan, done 20.
No, do you
and
know
then walked away and like, it's still here.
What I think it was, we were running out of time because we had time schedules between everything. And I remember it was the second day of filming.
Yeah.
And she was like, we finished horse scenes, so we done horse scenes first, and some of our scenes, and then we were like, do you want to stick around?
and I was like, no.
And she had like a big panicky face on her, and I was like,
okay, fair enough.
I was like, this tall giant is going to kill me if I say, you know. But then I went home, got me tan on, and all I went to.
Yeah, sure.
And then the next morning, I was like, actually, my eyes are like something walking up to you, and you were like, "Did you go crying, Rich, last night?" Because you seen on my Instagram or something. I was like, I remember
you panicked because I think you thought I was gonna give out to you because you like you looked tired or you looked.
Yeah, honest God.
But no, I didn't.
Yeah, like, I'm much taller than you, so you wouldn't like took me down like that.
Yeah, but like fair enough. You have to live your own life at the end of the day. I can't really like give out to you for enjoying it. You get me?
Yeah.
Like, oh, if you're still young, and I've had when I was your age, I was counting them.
When I was your age,
yeah,
you're like you're 15. I'm 17. Like. Yeah.
Well, you're a year older than me.
And I'm going 16.
Yeah, exactly. But when I was your age, I was your age at that point. You haven't hit my age yet.
17 so much different than 16?
You feel like you have a lot more...
Freedom.
No, not freedom. Like, responsibilities in a way. Like, you feel like you have to do a lot more. Because when you're, like, 15 and 14 and all, you don't have to worry about jobs or you don't have to worry about...
Yeah, actually.
Like, getting college or nothing, but the older you're getting, like, I'm on my last year of school now.
I know, yeah.
And I'm going to have to start, like, working hard to get into what course I want in college. And make sure... I'm going to go to Ballyferma.
Ballyferma?
Yeah, they do, like, film studies, and that's what I really want to do. It's one of the top...
The college that I was thinking of going to was Trinity because the points for actually the course I want to do for acting in there is like actually that much. I think it's like maybe 300 points. It's really not, and that's average. Like, that's really average.
Why don't you go for that?
I probably will.
And like, you could probably.
Because I'm not really book smart.
Yeah, no, but that's. I'm not either.
You have to realise 300 points is a lot.
Yeah.
If you do two higher level subjects and then you do the rest in ordinary. And you pass them. Yeah. If you ace the higher level and you just pass, even if you scrape the ordinary level, you're fresh. Like you are fresh.
See, I don't think I do any. Like I do. I think I do higher music.
I think I do like higher geography and higher religion and home ec.
We don't even have higher religion. We don't have higher. We don't even do music. I don't even think we have.
What school are you?
Jambo. But like we do have higher maths and home ec and all like that and
you's where you're wrong, cause closest.
No,
school.
It's like no, it's a uniform. It's not,
well,
it's not posh like.
Yeah, well, not
posh. It's real.
You might have to wear your own.
Boys have like big automatic doors when you.
Yeah, we have automatic doors now.
Your school uniform looks like a primary school uniform.
I had to change it. I'm in blue now going into 4 year because.
Senior,
you're in
senior,
yeah. Like, yeah. We don't even have a school.
Oh, I'm a big senior. I really don't have a school.
I go to school in Porta Cabins.
You have to like stay in the.
I mean, like no, but the school is like it's an unbelievable school.
Our school's a fucking kip. Like we have like a one way system we have to follow. But like I don't have a clue what they're gonna do.
Imagine having to go back to school with COVID.
Our school is tiny though. I don't know how my school's
gonna work with COVID.
Yeah, our school's tiny. We have like 150 people in our school.
My school got more party cabins.
What's party cabins?
Party cabins.
What's a
cabin?
What's a fucking party cabin?
No, not
you know,
party.
It's literally like. It's like a caravan, but inside it's just loads of chairs.
No, it's like.
I'm gonna have to explain it.
Go to school in a fucking caravan.
Do you ever see like you can. Jesus Christ, Nevo. Lads.
Brennan and Mickey, good God.
Did you not see that TikTok? No offense, Mike. Imagine she's saying this. It wouldn't happen, but I don't give a shit if he knows it. But do you ever see the TikTok meme about her, about the caravan? It's like the caravan, and you're like, when we're traveling, it falls over.
My cousin made a TikTok, and it's like, he pretends to be like Dublin Dora. And it's like the guardie come and they're like, pigs, go away! And then Nevo in a caravan
I was looking at her Instagram last night. Like I saw something.
Oh, she's in the Sunday News.
Yeah, no, I swear to God. And had a picture up, and the thing that happened in it, she had like one of the black. Clothes like mad leather clothes, and some young fella posted underneath it. Oh wow, she has clothes on this time, and I was like, Jesus, no, that's not.
Yeah,
like...
what's your opinions on her starting to be OnlyFans?
If that, was...
I mean, fair play to her for doing it. Like, man, she
fair play,
making like 40 grand or something. She said she made like in like a few days.
I love that bit.
Like, Jesus, I have prepared, like, I have a set. Like, just cover my face and your knees again and away with it.
Put the bag away, you haven't scared a movie. Just throw put the bag a on your head.
On me head.
Big.
I wouldn't even need one, just my hair grows real quick.
You could not, no, that haircut now.
No, I look like,
look like the kid of
Toy Story. Do you know who I look like? Do you ever see the girl out of Orange is the New Black? The lesbian one.
Yeah.
The small chubby one.
Wait, what?
No, I'll try now.
Small chubby one?
It's Google small chubby lesbian.
Does it? Oh, she have like a short haircut and like a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, she had a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, you only know that from like me watching it.
I
love it. Orange is the New Black. I'm on my tour time watching it all, like the series over.
Literally watched one series on Netflix ever. No, two actually. I watched two. I watched The Walking Dead until about season 6 maybe, and then I watched 13 Reasons Why every season and that.
Oh no, do you ever watch Jane the Virgin? No. It might be a bit of a chick flick, but oh, I love it so much.
No, I never watch it. I never watched it.
Yeah. What's her name? Like her real name?
I searched up, I'm not even messing. I searched up small fat girl from Orange is the New Black, and her actual name came up.
Leah Delera.
She's a phenomenal actor though. You have to give it to her.
Yeah, she's
gone. I seen the first 5 minutes of that opening of Orange is the New Black.
No, it takes a few episodes to get in. When they're in jail.
I've watched a few episodes in and I just can't watch it.
No, I can't. I tried to even watch Stranger Things. I watched 3 episodes
of it.
Stranger Things is such a good show.
I watched 3 episodes of it and I just couldn't get into it. I'm losing interest in possibly everything I do now. Like, I'm losing interest in so many things. I don't know if that's just me as a person. I think
it's just because COVID, we had a lot of time to think about ourselves.
No, I don't think it was. I
just like being productive now. Like, I don't even like going near my game around anymore. Like, or else I don't even like watching Netflix on.
I don't have time for my game.
Yeah, that's me as well. I don't have time.
I don't have time, but that's good. I used to play way too much.
Same, exactly. I used to play way too much.
The definition of a fast way gamer, it just come with me. Like the Doritos, the Mountain Dew,
it wasn't that bad.
The greasy fingers from the Doritos.
Shut up, no, I can't deal with that now.
Like, I was genuinely thinking of getting one of them grease proof controllers. Like, 70, 80 euros, just so I just couldn't have grease on my controller.
Oh no, but,
Ew.
Swear.
Wait, you want to get that for your phone?
Do you remember when you first came back, the day you surprised Derry? His day you got his hair cut. Derry, what was up with your barber, mate? But why was he?
He
even Dara said, he goes, there's a smell of weed off him, and he said his eyes and all were whacked.
No, he
literally smoked the joint. He texts me,
sorry, I was high.
I remember.
I'm gonna expose his DMs now, alright?
I remember just knocking on the door and I texted all of you to make sure he and
you texted me, and then did you know when the minute you texted me, I goes, Derry, but then when I read the message, I goes, nothing. And then he goes to me, you tell me what that is now.
Yeah, Trent and Derek, I was like, I'll punch the head off you,
Just
because
of a text message with me.
Yeah.
I remember, and his man answered Scarlett.
The barber texted me, bro, I'm on the way. Just let me smoke a big joint before I do it, okay?
Oh god.
Messing. You think I'm joking?
I'm a lad.
He actually did send it. That's proof.
It had to be.
I feel so.
Your hair is nice.
I feel like this is gonna be bad. But everyone, if you're watching this, it's not gonna be long until it's not just gonna be audio. Eventually, I'm gonna have a video podcast instead of just audio as well.
Oh, that's deadly, bro. That might be on my For You page, bro.
She has an obsession with saying bro all of a
sudden. I know, and then all day today.
That's on my For You page.
Last night, I was like, all right, and we were talking about we were going to go for something to eat, and I goes...
You pick, bro, yeah?
I goes, we just got Eddie's, and then she goes, Sam, bro, yeah? And then I was like, don't ever text me like that again. And then everything went back to normal. And we were talking about, then she goes, you want to go wings? So I goes, yeah, I don't mind, that sounds grand. And then she goes, sound bro, love it bro, yeah bro, talk to you later bro. And then she'd snap me a picture of forward and all her mates. I was like, you're not talking to me later then, you're gonna snap me right now. But then I'd get left undelivered for 25 minutes.
Sorry to hear that, bud.
It's heartbreaking.
I've been broke so many times, Ash.
Last night was a hectic one.
For you, I only got 4 hours of sleep.
Poor little miss.
I don't even know what time I went to bed at. I don't even know what time I went to bed at last night, actually. But I woke up at like 8 and then fell back asleep, woke up at 9, and then I fell back asleep, woke up at 12.
Now, what happened to me was I fell asleep at like 3 because I was snapping her. And then I snapped her, I put my phone down, and I stuck on YouTube on my Xbox, and I was sitting there watching it, and I was gone.
Yeah, I went to text him, go to sleep, but he left me on delivery for like 15 minutes.
You used to be talking, like having an argument, and there, just go, and sleep, and then...
No, that's usually the other way around. She'll ring me for like 5 minutes, I'll try to get a conversation over, I look at the phone, and she's gone, and all I hear is...
Yeah, I yap in my
sleep. Does what she does in her
sleep. No, because I train myself to like keep my mouth closed, so I sleep with my mouth open, and like so I have to like suck my tongue in the sleep, but my mouth gets really dry, so I'm like trying to get the saliva back in my mouth.
That's
fucked.
I know. And I can't get out of the habanero.
Look, but if you think of it, like I know someone who actually like literally sleeps like a Minecraft villager. Like they do be like this. Yeah, like no, their mouth just be open like this and like. And they go,
that's me. I swear to God, that's me.
Oh no, stop! I remember one night you fell asleep, and then I was kind of just sitting there, and then all of a sudden I heard, and I jumped. My body left. I goes, "Can you mute yourself, please?" See, and I was in a pitch black room, and I was
like, "I'm a quiet sleeper, but sometimes you'll hear me like."
No, you're not
quiet. I don't snore, I don't talk.
I you know what I sound like when I'm sleeping? Do you ever play Minecraft? Do you ever see the zombies are like so like if he's sitting there, you know, and there's and she'll have a diamond sword ready. She'd be like, where are you? She tries to sleep and it goes up in the top like corner of like a bedroom.
Daryl, I have
like,
a zombie.
You
in
can't
the
can't sleep when enemies are around.
You are my enemy.
Donny Reason.
I didn't even mean that.
You did.
But what do you think about school? What do you think is gonna happen with school?
We have to wear masks. That's just stupid.
I'm not even going back.
Oh yeah. No, my mum got me like a big face shield, it's like the glasses.
Yeah,
like
the one that Aaron had to wear when he was coming home on the train.
Yeah. No, but see the other shields that like go around your forehead and like to the back, they're actually starting to give people rashes and all.
Yeah, but obviously because it's like sweat.
I only wear the mask I bought, like, and the mask I bought is actually like still gone. I bought it back in like May or June, and it's still proper fresh for me. Like.
I'd prefer them little tissue masks.
Yeah, because I'm not strong on your face. You don't feel like when you braid, it's hard to braid, you know?
Like the blue ones?
Yeah, the ones that like you see like doctors wearing.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's mad to think, though, that them masks were actually illegal last year. You couldn't wear them masks. Like, you could probably wear the hospital mask, but you couldn't wear the mask I wear.
They weren't illegal. It was just, you were very suspicious if you were caught wearing them. And now it's just like,
it's normal to wear them.
You're suspicious if you don't wear
them. Yeah, now you're suspicious if you don't wear a mask.
No, like, my auntie was saying that from wearing the mask, like breathing in the air that you breathe out, like...
You're on carbon dioxide, you're breathing back in.
Yeah, it's actually causing a disease.
It is, it's very bad for you. It's like... I'm not really, like... I have to have my mask when I'm out with me.
Yeah.
But I only put on the mask when I am... I'm on the on like a bus or something.
Yeah, so
do I. But other than that, I'm
you
not.
See, what's the point? We don't worry about walking around, but then some of them are on the bus.
I have it on me. Like,
so I suppose
like,
you're not around strangers.
No, but see, the thing is, the point of wearing the mask is it's not to stop you from catching, it's to stop you from giving it. That's why the government wants you to wear masks, because there's no point in half of the country wearing masks and half of the country is not.
Well, half of the country is locked down now.
People wearing the masks aren't going to give it to anyone, but they're going to catch it.
Well, there's a few counties now that are on lockdown.
Yeah, Kildare and...
Is Meath on a lockdown?
I think Cork or something like that, I don't know.
They gave us a good weather and anyways, I have to say. It was the fair trade.
But we had over 200 cases we did, like, 2 days ago.
I don't mean now. The sun's gone now.
I mean, it was kind of, even when it was raining, it was still warm.
Oh, yeah, dead heat. It's dead heat. It's horrible.
I hate it so much.
Dead heat is disgusting.
Stomach's in a chuck.
But,
from Wings, honestly.
See, that's what I mean. Wings has them all in bits, but when it comes to like me,
like a food push,
I'm grand. Like I'd be grand when I have wings.
It's sick.
My stomach is torn.
No,
but it was nice. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth. Like I'm actually happy I have food poisoning after that. It means I get to empty my stomach and go again.
Yeah, that's rotten. But
yeah, from point.
Like it's the truth though. I know. I don't care.
But
I don't care. Don't care.
What did you What did you get for you as a starters? Or like, what did you get? What did
he just kept copying off me.
So wait, I seen on his story actually that you had noodles and maybe chicken, was it?
Yeah, that was like my second plate, wasn't it?
So do you know what happened? I ordered mine, and then mine came, and then I waited a few minutes, and then hers came, and I ate mine.
Yeah.
And she was like, wait. So she grabbed the phone.
Because I didn't want to order a second plate without me. Like,
did you not download the app?
Yeah, I did. I had to order, man. I just wanted to like download, get like the second plate both of us at the same time. So like, we finished at the same time. No.
It's not how it works.
I wasn't even finished before the plate, and he was on a second. But yeah, ew.
But
so that's like all my wings. That's disgusting, you freak.
You just do weirdos.
Yeah, we're just blowing each other's beds.
Yeah, you do weirdos.
She has corona though, so it's all
right. You have corona though. If I had corona, you are...
Everyone, no one has corona.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a joke, it's a joke.
And we're all socially distant.
Yeah.
Yep.
And,
we are... Don't be laughing.
I mean, but people
if you're like,
but people are saying it could be a man-made virus. Like they're saying they only made the virus to wipe out half the.
I see on like TikTok and all China, and have to send out a load of like seeds, and like the American government is saying don't plant them.
Do you know North Korea? Do you know North Korea? If someone even coughs in that country and someone sees
you're shot dead.
Yeah, you're shot dead and the family. So if someone, you're walking down the street and you go,
you cough. Yeah,
you cough. Someone will ring someone, and about an hour later, you and your whole family is dead.
Army just walk in and just blow your heads off.
Like North
Korea, every man in there in the army.
Yeah, like that's
what there's women in the
And but you know over there as well, like in that country, you can't leave that country. You're not allowed to leave. You're stuck there for the rest of your life.
Yeah, if you're born there, you're stuck there.
Yeah, you're stuck there, and they literally
unless you're like a traveller.
You can't even go. You can't even visit that country. You can't, but you're not
allowed to bring cameras.
No, people snuck into that country. You know, like there's videos on YouTube. I've watched them where this American fella, he's in his 30s or 40s.
Yeah, he sneaks into
the
country.
Yeah, he gets the train in. He sneaks in and sneaks back out. Because for a person who lives in North Korea, they can't even even if they sneak the border over to South Korea. They're still hated there. North Koreans and South Koreans hate each other. So they still have to fight their way through South Korea and get to China.
Was it not recently where they shook hands and kind of got rid of the beef between each other and then America?
Is that not Donald Trump?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Donald Trump was with that. What's his name in North Korea again?
He died now.
He's not dead. No, it was a hoax.
No, he's not dead.
It was a hoax.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un. Yeah, he would love him. He was a boy.
No, but everyone's saying his sister's way worse. His sister's much more.
But you know the thing is though, no one is going to be able to, because they run in the family when it takes power. So if
one runs in that family.
Yeah, no, the thing is, when they take
can't say much.
They take power over like the.
You're sitting there drinking a can of Coke.
Like they take power over the president and all like that. Like who's going to? If he dies, no one's going to be able to take over for him because his son's only six.
It's the sister can't take over.
I don't know, but can't you? In that they have like so many laws. Like girls can't even go on bikes in that country. And they're not allowed. And if you're, do you know, if you go out with a girl or anything like that, like you're not even allowed to actually date in public. Like you can't hold hands around in public.
Yeah.
And you're not, like, it's so mad. Like,
later,
if a girl has, if do you know, if a girl pays for anything over there, it's considered as rude. Their girls aren't meant to touch their purse. The boy thinks it's always.
Yeah, did you hear that there?
I knew she was going to do that. I was thinking before I said that. I was like, I just knew she's going to say something.
That's what I'm like with her anyway.
She gave me money.
But
golden.
Yeah, it's mad. Like it's in that country, it's fucking mental. Like you've no Snapchat, you've no nothing over there. So imagine if you were
trying to go to sleep and just not being able to watch TikTok.
No, imagine if. Imagine a 15-year-old came over to you and you showed them that phone. That'd be like an alien looking at that phone.
But they're like, it's not that they're like weaponry. It's unreal.
But they have so many nukes and stuff like that.
They have the most nukes. They've like the biggest nukes and shit. It's unreal.
They do indeed.
Tired.
I think we all are at this point.
Me and Eric are just yawning.
But it's absolutely mad, like in that country.
I'd love to visit anyway, though.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't because I wouldn't be able to go a day without my phone. I wouldn't.
I think I would.
But you just keep your phone at home.
You can bring your phone into the country, but you have to like sneak it in and shit. So there'd be no even point to trying because if you get caught, you'd get like executed.
Sneak it into like your prison pocket.
What? Yeah.
No, it'd be like
you'd have to sellotape it and shit like that, or like your leg or something, because they go through your bags and shit.
My iPhone XS Max would not fit in my prison pocket.
Jesus Christ!
Sorry about that. We won't touch you. Imagine being born in that country. Imagine how you'd be like, you'd be fucked. Like,
but over there, like they wouldn't think they're fucked because they're so used to it.
They're brainwashed.
Yeah. Well, here, look.
But I was actually talking to someone about it. I was like, they say they're terrified of the leader, but I eventually understood it. But at first I was like, well, if every man has to go into military, why don't they all just turn the fuck against him and kill him?
But
the
so thing is, powerful.
No, but get this, the thing though, you don't know if, because there's so many people in that army, you don't know who's on his side and who's not, so you can't trust anybody
exactly.
In case they go back and fucking tell him.
Mm.
But that football team is unreal. Do you ever see the football team?
No. Are they allowed outside the country to play things?
They played the World Cup.
Did they win?
And they were like, if this person didn't score, didn't finish this place, they had to join the army. But they ended up completing the task anyway, so they didn't have to join the army, and they were so happy.
I think how many years did you have to serve in the army? 10 to 15 years or something?
10 to 15 years before you even thought about letting go of the army. So like as soon as you're like 11, 12, like when you finish school, like the army is straight away there for you. Unless you're like a businessman or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
But even there, like unless you're like a farmer, even the farmers there are disgusting terrain.
Like there's only one young one that does the news broadcasting, young, and she's like a mad, like, they're not, she's not even a choir, she's like on his side, she's like, oh, you do this fucking thing and you do this fucking yoke, like, they're not nice people.
Yeah, obviously, because, like, politics is a lot of bullshit, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't,
I'm
like
not a
it.
Big fan of it, yeah, but I can't sit there and talk about politics all day, because I don't know me facts about it, you get me?
Yeah, sure. But, like, there's not a chance I live in that
country.
Some
countries that are just psychopaths.
How did talking about acting get to South Korea?
I don't know. See, that's the good thing about podcasts.
That's about a podcast just goes to that. Like, someone could talk about, when I'd watch a podcast, I'd go to the comments sometimes. Some absolute legend, don't know why they would do it, but they would sit through the whole 3-hour podcast and timestamp the whole thing.
Yeah, they do it on YouTube.
Like, so they timestamp it, so like they could go, 21 minutes and 55 seconds, they would be talking about coronavirus. 26 minutes and 51 seconds, they'd be talking about like water or something, just that's just what they like. That's what a podcast goes like.
That's actually a really good idea.
That's not an idea. We're doing it already. We just did it naturally. It just happens.
That's the way a podcast works. Like you talk about all different topics.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm actually really surprised. I was actually able to last like around 27 minutes, because I keep dazing out. I keep just looking out the window and going today,
as
I can't.
It's your first podcast.
Think of a podcast that's like actually.
Try doing it on your own and see how hard it gets.
Oh my god, I'd end up just like staring at the wall.
Me and you done a podcast for like 40 something minutes.
Oh no, yeah, we're nearly a half an hour into this podcast.
Yeah, literally, it doesn't feel like it.
Sure to God, it feels like we've been talking for about 10 minutes.
We've been talking about Kim Jong Un and everything in the week.
I know, yeah, but I hope this virus goes away, honestly.
Like, I don't think it will.
Yeah, people are saying
they just need to find a cure. That's it.
People, so the thing is though, people are saying they won't take it. That's what they're worried, because
take the cure,
the vaccine for it.
Oh.
Because if you just say, if you go on holiday, you want to go on holiday, on your passport now it will say this person. If you didn't take it, it'll say this person did not take the vaccine. And you
hate to be one of them families that like anti-vaccines. You know them.
But no, but it's say
to like unvaccinated kid. Like
that'd
see
be
that,
a
like,
Karen. That'd be a Karen. That would if she didn't take it. I saw a Karen yesterday, actually. Yesterday.
Amber's a Karen.
I seen a Karen yesterday, actually. She was downstairs in this, like, fucking, my mate's apartment, and she was going to me mate Nate, and she was going, why are you standing there? And he was goes, oh, here, I'm just waiting for me mate. And she goes, no, it looks like you're trying to do something there. And then he was like, no, I'm not. And he goes, I'm just waiting for him. I'm going to give him, like, a fry. And he goes, how could you be doing that? Like, that's very disrespectful to somebody. I wasn't there. I was up on the third floor putting my bike up, so I didn't have a fuck what was happening downstairs. And I was like, oh, I wish I was there. I would have started recording the fucking Karen. I'd be like, all right, Karen.
Oh, I love
going. I think my favorite thing to do on YouTube is go on YouTube and just that like instant karma chaos. So satisfying watching someone just drop it one punch.
No, I remember a Karen tried to knock off some young flat on a skateboard, and she went out on her jaw. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was so fucking funny, and she was like, "What the fuck?" And then she started chasing them down the stairs and all like that. It was so funny.
I don't think I've ever came across a Karen before.
I have. When the coronavirus started, I went to the shop.
Oh, you told me about this, actually.
Oh my god, no. And I have not. I didn't leave the house because like, I was like, oh, I don't want to leave the house. Like, I was real depressed or whatever. And it was like my first time actually walking out of my front door for 2 weeks. I went to the shop and something on the radio, I was waiting to like go past or whatever. I was waiting and Something came on the radio about the coronavirus, and like she looked at me and goes, "I don't think that's 2 meters." I was,
oh, God.
Sorry, and I laughed. She goes, you young people are the ones spreading it. Looked me up and down and goes, at least I won't die from it.
Yeah, I remember she told me that.
And her jaw dropped. And then I remember just walking out.
So disrespectful from you, Amber. I expected better. How dare you disrespect your elders like that? She's probably dead as we speak.
No, she's a bit dirty. So.
No, but I don't... Well,
rip.
No, if you're going to disrespect me, I don't care about age. If you want to be respected, respect me back.
Yeah.
Respect me first, I mean.
You're so slow.
It's like
shut up.
It's like I can disrespect for you, but once you don't disrespect me, I will start respecting you. But even if you don't do either, I'm going to disrespect you.
Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Exactly.
Do you mind us trying to lick the fucking phone?
It's annoying, Eric.
If you don't know what happened, we're just like
do this SpongeBob thing. No, remember you let go.
SpongeBob is unbelievably funny.
Stop trying to lick the phone. Alright, this is gonna be one interesting
30 minutes and I'm trying
31 minutes 5 seconds.
Oh my god.
Ow.
I'm touching a little corner leg. But,
How loud
are
like?
No, well...
Look at the way that I walk. You should have been a
venue. I went... Yeah, you know the C&T?
Oh, Whopper sausage rolls, boys.
Unreal sausage rolls.
Okay.
But I went to C&T with my granddad. And,
Oh, you obviously him getting ham and all?
Yeah, no, he was in the butcher's.
Yeah.
And he was standing behind someone. And the chap didn't have a mask. And my granddad did. And the chap turned around and goes, you're meant to be standing 2 metres back.
Yeah.
No, I was in the shop. I was getting a chicken fillet roll when this was happening. But,
Dara, seriously.
I hope they got wrong.
That sounded wet.
As it was. I'm sorry, my chest is shit. Yeah, sheets are brown. But anyway, and then Pablo, my granddad was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we call him Pablo, everyone.
Yeah,
because he looks like Pablo
Escobar.
Calling him Robbie is just weird.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It was kind of a.
I'm opening that window.
Yeah, right. It was kind of a weird experience. Do you want to just hold the phone up, Eric?
I swear it's mental. It's absolutely mad, like.
Shouldn't have. Oh, here we were. What was I going to say? Oh, I hate when that happens. It's so annoying. When you're just about to say something and
forget.
It just goes over your head.
It comes back to you, don't worry.
Also, I just wanted to say, follow me TikTok, Amber. It's 15.
Do you know what, man? I had it.
What is your profile picture?
It's a cartoon. I've seen a load of Americans doing it. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm trying.
So I was like, I just might as well, in case I ever do get famous. Sorry, set up for me. Well, I am technically semi-famous because that's what everyone on your Snapchat says.
Four people.
And I found out who it was. It was the same person.
That's so heartbreaking. Who was it?
Cut the thing.
Who was it?
His name is Jack.
Well, Jack, thank you.
He said, because when he said that, he said, that tall fella should be on your podcast and that your girl Amber or something like that.
Because aren't they famous?
Yeah, he said that aren't they famous or something, and I was like, yeah.
How did you find out, was
he? What?
How did you find out?
Because he texted me.
Oh, saying it was?
Because I go, say, hey, text me, ha 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 ha, and he texted me.
Oh, Jack here.
Jack, don't really want to say a second name.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
I'll tell you after the podcast.
Yeah. Fair play to you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
But he probably see this as well because he does watch the podcast.
Yeah, respect.
So yeah, nice one, Jack. You got you asked for it and you got it. You got Amber on it and you got Dara at the same time.
Because I'm somewhat famous.
Maybe not. All your followers on TikTok.
Ruin your dreams.
On Instagram are pure
ruin
bots.
Ruin your dreams. He merely made your dream.
Yeah, literally. I'm gonna be the person that put you all on the top.
Ah, hell, what?
I don't want to sound. I sound so cocky saying that, but like, let's be honest. I'm the director of the group.
But. I made this myself.
Yeah, no, I mean acting wise.
Oh.
Yeah, here, man, you're going place with this podcast, though.
I hit 17th.
17th in Ireland yesterday.
With no help.
Fair play.
Go back up.
Yeah, I went to 26, but right
what
now.
What's that happen?
I got, actually.
People listening to that podcast.
Yeah, I was forced for about an hour. I like, every fit in every category, I was forced for about an hour. And then Joe Rogan took me over.
What's man, he was bound to take it. His podcast.
His podcast is always forced, but I don't care. I will respect Joe Rogan with everything I have.
I'm just sitting here giving her a foot massage. I'm whipped.
When I was trying to find it.
What's the funniest experience you've ever had, like in a park or like what's embarrassing?
Do you remember when you said you're going to do the fat walk? And you walk backwards.
Explain.
So we were in my flats, and you know the moonwalk?
Yeah.
So this was like last summer, and we were doing the moonwalk.
Okay.
So I was doing the moonwalk, yeah, messing, and I was like,
yeah,
oh, I'm going to do something even funnier. It's called the fat walk.
The fat walk, okay, so what's the mean?
It's like, I don't know what I was doing. I was just walking backwards,
but it was raining out, and it was a bit slippy.
Yeah, so I was doing a fat, because the fat people, like, oh, I'm fat. So, like, you can't lift my legs high. So, I done the short version of that and lifted my legs low.
Yeah.
And, I lifted my leg way too high and I fell. Because...
it was slippery, you, and you just laid there and it was just so funny.
Horan Scott just stood over me and looked at me and just started laughing at me. And I was in pain because I hurt my knee. Because I think I fucked my knee up. I've always had a problem with my knee.
Well, you are like 6'4".
Yeah, so me ligaments are like really stretched, and I never went to like a physiotherapy or anything like that. So
my ligaments must be like really crunched up then.
Your ligaments are good because you stretched them out. Your ligaments are ready. My ligaments aren't. My body's way too big.
I mean, I've never really like fucked up my leg or anything like that before, but like, I've had, like, underneath my leg, I had, you know, fireworks, like a rocket. Mm. Not, like, a screamer, but a rocket. Yeah. The one that goes that you light and it goes... into the air, and it just goes side and goes...
Yeah. Yeah. One up so, the arse?
No, basically what happened to me was... did you ever see the stand that it goes in?
Yeah.
I was with my dad on Halloween, and he stuck the oak in the ground. It obviously wasn't in there enough, and the thing fell over. And the thing just went... under my leg. I still have the scar. Under my leg, and the thing blew up under my leg.
Oh.
Under my fucking leg.
I remember I had my straightener on when I went to the saloon with my ma. My ma was a lock drunk at like 3 o'clock in the day, and she looked at the straightener on the bed and sat down on it.
Oh, God.
She has like a straightener, like Mark. She has like two straight lines.
That's born. What you call a hot ass.
You say my ma's a hot ass.
You jump in the people and Jack will get it in the podcast. My man like Jack, you know. What we used to do was
why are you looking at my ma's arsehole?
I wasn't.
You are. you said before that my mom had saggy boobies.
Oh my God.
You did. I goes, so you're looking at them.
I'm sure your friends were saying that about you yesterday.
No.
You want to tell us what happened?
No.
Yeah, well then, shut up.
I have to cry.
Why? I just want to play Gears of War. So we're trying to play... No, sorry.
He's actually downloading
the
game
the
on
Xbox.
My Xbox.
No, my Xbox.
My Xbox.
So she had an Xbox 360 here.
It's still there.
And...
no, this...
And it didn't work. It wouldn't update, so I'd done everything I could. But I had an old Xbox 360 in the house.
Yeah.
Never used it.
I just wanted it for Netflix.
I have a PC and an Xbox, like one. So I goes, I'll give it to you. So I updated and downloaded Minecraft for her and stuff. And then I brought it down. And she plays Minecraft on it now and all the time. But I downloaded a game for myself.
Yeah.
Because I need a game for myself. Like, I enjoy it. And I think I've played it twice so far. Every time I tried to play, our little sister comes in, or she wants to listen to music, or this and that. So I'm just like, ask me once more. I'm taking the Xbox home, like
my Xbox.
When this is like 5 podcast finishes, I'm gonna play it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You can sit on your phone for once.
No.
I'm not sitting here watching that Orange Is the New Black.
All right.
What season are you on?
I watched it all twice. And now it's my tour time watching it all over again.
Oh, God. I try to watch one series twice and I can't do it. I cannot. I can watch films over and over again, but not a series.
Because, yeah. Depending. Like,
I didn't even finish the latest season of fucking the 13 Reasons Why. And I love 13 Reasons Why, and I didn't even finish it.
I only got through the two seasons.
The third season is fucking dirt.
Yeah, it's about Bryce. being found dead.
It's a spoiler. Sorry, everybody.
I didn't watch
this young one, Annie, in it. I swear to God, you never want to hiss someone so much in your life. She gets involved in everything. There's nothing to do with her.
Have you ever seen that video of the junkie? He's like, I swear, bros, I've never hit a girl in my life, but I swung this bitch around. That's just what you want to do to her.
That's you.
Yeah, I swear, like, you never want to hit someone so much in your life. Like, because, like, it'd be like someone coming over to you in your personal business and getting involved and trying to get to the bottom of everything of what you do in your life.
That's like me talking to Scott about, like, football and Amber. I'd be like, what are you doing? What are you talking
about?
That's exactly what she does.
No, except you know who Amber is, though. This young one is only new. Trying to find out everything about everybody. Like, you just literally want to pick her up and just get away from me. Like, none of your business what I do with me, like, for her. About 2 months, like.
Hit her a box, man.
We're not talking about abusing women here. We're talking about a fictional character.
How annoying she is.
Like,
she's a phenomenal actor. I'll give it to her. She's an unreal actor.
No, I don't even like her as an actor. That's how much I hate the character. Like, I don't even want to like the person.
I've seen some of her other work.
I don't even want to like the person. Man, that's how much it annoyed me.
Just give, like, watch another thing that she's in, and it'll change your whole perspective on it. See, that's the thing about being a director. You can't just base someone's work off, like, how good they are off one thing.
Yeah.
You have to actually give them an option or give them a try. Do you get me?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
What?
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's because you have nothing to say.
I know. Be I keep going into a daze, and then you end up talking about.
We're talking about an actress.
And you want to be an actor, like all of us.
Sorry.
It shows how much you care about acting.
Well, don't put me under that bus. I care so much.
What bus do I
put you? No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Who cried when they didn't? We're on TV yet. Didn't speak.
Me.
Do
you know once I was on RTE Junior?
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you know once I was on the Late Late Toy Show when I was like 4?
Shoo shoo.
Shoo shoo. Do you ever see that?
What?
When I was 4, I was on the Late Late Toy Show and I had this big dollhouse and these little miniature, like, mouse little toys that were dressed up and all.
You were on the Late Late Toy Show?
Yeah, yeah, she actually was.
And I had a little dog figure and all, and, like...
How'd you get on it?
My mum put me through. I was, like, 4.
So how did you, like,
it was, like, before where they do the big hall show and all. You literally sat there with him and he went to a different
place. Do you know the way the toy show is now?
It's the same fella.
Yeah, Ryan Tuberty.
Yeah. No, but I had a little dog figure and I named him Shoo Shoo. And Aaron calls me that all the time. And they took my dog. I couldn't find him. And then they put him in the girl's little car that she was showing off beside me.
Mm.
And the girl, so after I went, she talked after me. And then she was like, oh yeah, this is the car with this tie in it, this tie in it. And then she goes, and Shoo Shoo. And then I went over to Ryan and I was like, Shoo Shoo's my dog. I'm real cheeky, you know?
Yeah, obviously, you're saying that, like, he's not even bluffing about this shit, man.
Where did he do that? Where did he do that, actually, lately?
He does it in the main RTE studio.
Yeah, I was there before. I was looking at that RTE studio
because I know they do it. They know they have a podcast.
That's actually really nice. They really do.
I've looked it up, but I don't know where it is.
It's actually a good bit of money.
It's like €250 to film your whole podcast in there for a few hours, and then also for a professional editor to edit it off with.
Yeah, but why would you want that? Like, I could do it for free. Like,
yeah, no, I'm just
I'm
saying.
No, like, I'm not a professional editor. Like, there's people out there that put me to shame, and I didn't.
You couldn't edit.
She makes money.
You couldn't edit
your bleeding Snapchat texts. Never mind.
Do you know what she does? She downloads one of them apps that edits for you, and she, like, puts all the photos together and just whacks a filter on and just makes one of them, like,
pick collage.
I actually don't. I don't use filters.
No, but you know she does. You ever see them, like people that make edits of, like, YouTubers and shit?
Yeah.
I'm just, like, one of them.
No.
Yeah.
I don't make edits of YouTube.
I could just see you being, like, you make them yourself and then post them on, like, a fake account of yours. You don't know who it is. But, like, oh my God, someone actually made an edit of me. Oh, thank you so much. I love my fans.
Do you remember when you were going to do this? Do you remember the TikTok trend? It's like, remember I started when a little girl sang it to Charlie D'Amelio. She was like, because you know that, Charlie,
I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He was going to do that for me.
I was going to do that for her.
Sing it, like, go.
I'm your biggest
no,
fan.
No, you have to say, because you know that Amber.
Because you know that Amber, I'm your biggest fan. And I follow you until you follow me. Amber. Amber Arkins.
Is it Amber?
No, they know your second name.
Arkins.
Yeah, no, they know your second name. They didn't know who your second name was. They
that's
only
good.
Knew.
Any, like,
Amber,
any
I said no, but you said Amber Arkins 15 for me to
call. Any publicity is a good publicity.
The mic's right. Sorry.
Yeah, so anyway.
So this is going to be an hour long podcast. That's actually cool, though. Look, I mean, an hour long podcast is really good.
It is. It is. It is.
I want to hear, like, DJ Dick. That was just me spinning the decks.
Did you get, like, how much? I wonder how much recognition you got from being on the Late Night Tay Show.
None.
Would you imagine just going? Imagine you go into a new course. Yeah, you may as well hire me because I was in the Late Toy Show when I was like 4.
Oh, if you don't recognize me, give me a toy dog. That's my
name. Shoo.
He's knowing me now.
No, get out.
When I'm older, I might get a little tattoo like on the ankle. I'm saying shoo or something.
Don't mind her. She can't even. A bit of breeze and she starts crying because it hurts.
No, I just hate.
But you have a tattoo.
Me? Amber, you I hate. Yeah, tattoo like. The outside
Amber, you said you hate needles.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't be able to get a tattoo.
I'd get drunk so I can't see. And
but you do realise tattoos. Just imagine a needle, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
But just imagine.
But
imagine it. Give me a hand.
I was locked and I couldn't even know my name.
You're only 15. What are you even thinking about getting locked?
Yeah.
Because I'd be 18 and I get...
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
I'm sure when you're 18
just imagine, yeah? This is what I'd be like. I'd be like...
Ew.
Yeah, just
that, and that's not even a needle, that's a finger.
That's not a needle.
But it'd be locked, so...
It's still going to hurt.
Yeah, I know.
You're still going to cry.
Locked me, won't
And then
remember.
Do you know what she'll do? She'll text me while you're drunk.
Why did you make me get this tattoo?
Any chance you can send me money for a tattoo? I'll be like,
no,
Amber.
It'd be Dara will you collect me on your bike.
I'll have me Range Rover by then.
On your handlebars, because I'm on the bar.
Yeah, no, she won't want to. No, she won't want to get in the front. You know where she wants to sit? She wants to sit on the bonnet of the car because she's so used to being in the front of the bike.
She'll sit there. I watched that car with you, and then you had to hit it.
Would you not rather like get it? Yeah. I'm gonna go flying if you don't. But if what's your dream car? What's your dream car?
Mine, an expensive, fast one. So probably around the Tesla.
Tesla. What about you?
Obviously a Range Rover or a Discovery.
You're not
going to
fit in any other
else's
car.
I mean, I was thinking more of an IE, an Audi IE, or else I was thinking of maybe getting, like, if I was to have a fast car, it would be to have probably a Porsche or a Lambo. But the thing is, though, with them cars, you can't drive them around town.
No, you have to get an electric.
What about a Corvette?
An electric car is probably one of the best things you can do.
No, because I think it's 2040, they're not going to start selling just electric cars.
Motherfucker, Elon Musk is literally trying to do cars like that all the time now.
Elon Musk is trying to get a chip put in our brains.
Yeah,
so,
he is, he really
so
is.
So we could text each other without actually touching our phones.
Yeah, and he did, like, literally...
But you know, imagine how easy that
would
be.
What did he name his son? He named his son, like,
E7 34. Like, imagine
well, like it sounds like a proper name.
Yeah, it's, like, it has an actual name. It's like Luke or something like that.
No, but the thing is, like he's literally trying to buy Mars. He's trying to buy a planet that no one lives
he
on.
He is so rich.
Who's he gonna buy though?
He's still isn't he like the second richest person in the entire world?
If he's gonna buy Mars, who's he buying off?
What? That's what he's a bit of a psycho, but he's so smart. Like, but he wants to try and make people live on Mars.
I would go away from. Is that the thing?
You can't live on Mars.
You can't live on Mars, but if you were to go to Mars, people were getting sent to Mars. But when they were getting sent to Mars, they could not come back here. They had to stay on that planet.
Why?
Because you can't leave Mars. It's impossible.
Why?
Number one, you going to Mars, you could die going to Mars because of the way you go there.
Yep.
Gravity kind of works the same over there.
Isn't it hotter on that planet?
Yeah, I think, no, I don't know, but...
Will I get a colour?
But they have water over there.
Definitely.
Like, you're born on it. You wouldn't last a day.
Come back, mahogany.
No, you wouldn't melt, but you'd probably, you would die eventually because you would, you'd run out of oxygen, and then you would...
Oxygen.
And then you'd, or else you'd run out of food, and then you'd die in, like, 60 days.
I'm going to search up second richest man in the world.
I swear to you,
the second richest man in the world.
Is Bill Gates?
It's Bill Gates.
So who's first?
Me.
Probably some big president, guy.
Who is it?
Jeff Bezos?
Who's he?
He's the owner of Amazon.
Oh, yeah! Where's Elon Musk? He has to be there. That young
fella. I don't even think he's in the top 4. Jeff Bezos is His net worth is $116.9 billion.
Darry, you better be like that when you're old.
I'll be dead. Then Bill Gates' net worth is $99.9 billion.
Fucking hell.
Then Bernard Arberdy family.
Oh my god, he was on the... No, he wasn't. Wait, that was someone else.
They just have luxury goods. His is 91.6 billion.
Like, Elon Musk smoked a joint with fucking Joe Rogan on his podcast.
Who's Larry Ellison? Chef. Oh, he's like a technology.
His net worth is worth $62.4 billion. Yeah, Dara, pull that up, bro, for a second.
Well, I'm going to say, how...
Pull up Elon... Yeah, pull up a... Elon Musk's yoke.
Rich is... Elon Musk. His net worth billion is $70.5 billion.
What? That's it?
That's a lot, man.
No, but come on. Compared to, like, the way he sounds and he's trying to buy a planet. What? That's not a lot for him.
Oh, he's the fit.
To us, it is.
In Forbes is at the same day.
No, but yeah, I mean, if we're gonna speak about it from my
Forbes
perspective,
Forbes said he's the fifth richest man in the world.
If you're gonna talk about it from like our perspective of it, that's more money than we know what to do with. That could be passed down from generation to generation. That money could.
And it's still deal was good.
Yeah, like that would be passed down from my kids to their kids to their kids to their kids, and that go for years and years and years. Like, if you think about half of a billion, I think, wait, yeah. $500 million would only get you around 5 years.
Oh, that's only 9 minutes on the podcast.
But we nearly got an hour done of it.
Yeah, literally.
But $500 million would get you 5 years. Would get you through 5 years if you spent it smartly. I mean, half of a billion, $500 million that has been tested to get you only 5.5 years.
No, I'd say more.
It depends on how you spend. Actually, if you were, but you would actually invest in that money.
Oh, 100%.
I would definitely invest in it. I would invest in a new studio. I would invest in so much shit.
I'd buy clothes.
Of course, that'd last for an hour.
She'd buy a house just for clothes.
That'd last for an hour.
Oh, literally.
Yeah,
no, but if I had $500 million,
no, a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old saying they love you and going out, that would last longer than you having had $500 million, and they only go out for about bleeding. For 20 minutes.
2 hours.
No, but yeah, if I had 500 million, I'm sorry. But I'd invest, I'd get a new house, yeah?
11-11. 11-11, Luke, my bae.
Oh, God, remember that.
Yeah, remember that. But yeah, no, if I had 500 million, I'd buy a house to make one of the rooms an editing studio.
I would do that as well.
I'd invest mad expensive camera shit.
What I would do is I'd move out of this country first. I'd move to Los Angeles. Like,
no, I don't think I would.
I'd buy a studio room in there, and then I'd set up a podcast studio room.
Los Angeles.
I'm waiting for her to come and say, I want money.
I just want money. No.
She'd have so much money, she just wouldn't know what to spend it on.
If I had that much money, I don't know what I would do with it. Because I bet you,
you can't give her like notes though.
Because you hate
breaking into notes.
I know, because like you see, like you end up with like one load and one euros and
so like I'd give
for
like five and a half.
All my poor side end up to 30 euro, but I'd spend on like drinks and like stuff. I'd end up spending on like drinks and sweets and all, like that's just 30 euro going down the drain.
If you're telling me now you had 500 million, you're like, oh, that's 30 euro gone down the drain. And but you could burn
in like
30 euro and it'd be literally
like less than 1%
of your money. Like,
not even half a percentage of that money.
Like, I'd give about 200 to 300k. That's my ma.
I'd give my
ma.
I don't know what they'd do with it.
My ma'd steal it from me.
I'd just give it to my ma.
My ma to be horrible.
No, my mom's kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
She's not cool enough to be honest.
She's had to come in a couple of times.
She's not cool enough to be fully cool, you know.
The first take we did, she came in and she flung me bra across the room and goes, "I'm by your bra." So Eric had to take her to.
And they were asking me like, "Do I edit this?" And I was like, "The way I would edit this, it would be, I can only edit from start to end, so I can't go to like the middle." And cut out a certain part of it, so I'd be like, fuck. But it was alright. It only took 2 times. But
yeah. Only 2 times.
Only two. Only two of 25 minutes of pop.
Jeez, we've been talking for an hour.
I know, yeah.
My god, the longest conversation I've ever had is like 5 minutes.
Yeah, literally, that's what
this is the longest podcast I've ever done. The longer the second one was with you, and we only done that for 40 minutes.
40 minutes? Like, we're to doing 20 minutes more than what?
See, because I'm here.
Oh, it's not.
And I had a lot to talk about.
What did, no, did you mean the whole podcast consists of just me and Eric talking?
I know, and then me, like, just staring at the wall.
You just coming in with, like, random shit, like.
I spend money on girls.
I was, like, I was actually, when I got asked that yesterday, would I ever do a podcast on, I'm like, no, not, like, because I don't know what I would say.
I think this podcast, this one's cool, because we don't really have a specific thing we're talking about. We're kind of moving from topic to topic.
Women!
That's a nice start.
I'm not even talking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no chance. Yeah, Jared, you want to ring the feminist line? Ask for the man in charge. Sorry, I'm sorry.
You ever see the TikTok about that?
Yeah.
Ringing a feminist thing and seeing what the man in charge is. Do you mind not putting the arm in?
Look, I seen a TikTok where she was gone.
Oh, I get it now.
Someone goes, especially where you can reply to the comments. And some feminist was like, someone goes in the comments, explain why straight men are such horrible people. And she was like, I can give about 100 reasons why. And then I was, oh my fucking God.
Like, don't give us 100 reasons.
Like, he's a proper fucking idiot. It's no offense. I'm not
participating
in this conversation.
I'm not a
feminist.
There's only 5 minutes left, or less than four minutes left. But, like, I don't think it's fair that women have depression, women and kill themselves.
But when we're okay, we get told to grow up.
Act like a man.
After what happened with Will Smith, I started following him on Instagram, but when that happened to him, do you know the people that are only saying it to him are girls? They're writing in his comments, they are, don't get entangled. Because the way she goes, I got into an entanglement.
Fuck off, it's not my fault you have daddy issues.
And then, like,
fuck off. Oh, like, I swear, not, like, I hate talking like this, but, like, genuinely, just fuck off and...
Because I do write something in his comments just to, like, I know he probably wouldn't see it, but I'd be like, well done or something like that, but I know the minute I click into them comments, I'm going to see some fucking little smelly geebag saying, don't get entangled.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, God, like, bet you if you were to do it, everyone would be on your side, but because it's Will Smith.
No, I just think it's, like, men have higher suicide rates.
But the thing is, though, that's never talked about.
Men have higher depression rates.
But that's never talked about.
But as soon as, like, a fella does something to a girl, oh, geez, the whole world knows.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, when a girl abuses a boy, and, like, I've seen a video of where this fella gets abused and he jumped out of his window, and everyone in the crowd started laughing. But they were
as
like,
soon as a girl jumps out, oh, there's a whole fucking crowd there ready to protect her.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Well, on that, lads and ladies and Amber.
We have to pick this up at the next podcast.
We can do another podcast, yeah, but the next podcast I say we do is where we see each other. Like, they can see us talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we would continue on in the next podcast.
Yep, so everyone, thanks for watching the longest podcast.
Thank you.
This is just part of one of us.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
I thought I got rid of it.
So thanks everyone.
Love you as well.
Bye bye. I love my fans. See you next time.
That's good.
Save that and send it to me. Save.